Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio, sponsored by the Church of Christ at Darien Loop in Houston, Texas, where Brother Louis Parker IV is the minister. We are just so happy to have you on, Brother William, Brother Johnson, and they are on the program as well as me, Brother Louis Parker Jr. of the Darien Loop Church of Christ. And we just hope, trust, and pray that this word of God is being provocatively taught throughout the world. And you know, God,
Amen.
Jesus told us, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
That word shall means that once you obey it, keep living the right life. Amen. And we're preaching
Amen.
Not only for folks to hear the gospel, but for those that are members of the Church of Christ to keep doing right. Amen. And you know,
Amen.
If you're a member of the Church of Christ and you are being a faithful member, and you may just sin, when you go back to church and you repent of your sins, that God may forgive
yes.
you of it. We've got to walk in the footsteps of Jesus continually. Amen. Well, he'll keep us in his footsteps as long as we get right if we do wrong. Amen. And we need to keep teaching that doctrine even harder nowadays. You know, we got a lot of people in churches right now of Christ in there now, smoking dope. Amen. Committing fornication and adultery. Amen. Stealing. We got many of our Church of Christ members going to prison, and we started our prison ministry to try to let them know. You see, we're going to all make mistakes, but let's get them right. Amen. So we can do God in our last days righteously. But now, we're doing what many rich nations and powerful nations did in history in the Bible. They just went crazy once they start gaining stuff and things and monies and all that kind of stuff. Their head jumped time. Look at what's happening in our nation now. You know, it's still going bad now. And the police are trying to stop the dope and carry on, putting folk in prison and everything else, and in jail and everything else, finding them real money. They losing good jobs and everything else, but they still do not want to get away from that dope. Amen. You see, something is cold-blooded. Oh, wait. He is the most wicked thing, you know, in existence. Amen. He's a wicked. He's been that way. And he's going to stay that way because he's trying to get more people in hell, more and more. And you know, when we say the Bible says that a very few shall be saved, according to what we know, many are going to hell. And they enjoy it. You can see it now every day, you know. Just get out there and just do anything and everything that they want to do. They could care less about God. Amen.
That's right.
And the preachers that call themselves preachers, they're not preaching the doctrine of Christ. They are preaching to get a fat giving. You know, they fill their plates up with money and just keep that money rolling. That's what they're in it for the monies. Amen. And many are made it for the monies and the honeys. Amen. About God, just make that money. And you know, that's one of the biggest ripoffs we could ever have of all the things on earth that they could do. Amen. So they're making millions of dollars a year. Millions, you know. Some are making 52 million and more, and others more than that. And they're still in there just for the money's sake. You know, when you that's why Paul says in 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Preach it when they like it, when they don't like it. Well, if you remember it, you know, many people, more people on planet Earth don't lack it, amen. But even in our churches of Christ, only church in the Bible, there are folk now that don't want to hear that, amen. And you, Gospel preachers are on radio this morning, listening tonight on the radio program, and I want you to bring a sermon on hell this Sunday, amen. Preach on it. Start working on your sermon after the program tonight and get it ready for Sunday. You'll find out, those of you that some already know, that people in the church don't want to hear about hell, even in the only church in the Bible, don't want to hear nothing about hell. Amen. It's got to be getting to they want to pay the preacher. We pay you. You know, they want to pay you to tell them, just like the world that people do, what they want to hear. Amen. Make them feel good about all they care about. Amen. You know, if you can go to all the scriptures to HBR and CB, you know, hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and can quote many scriptures and everything else that, they can enjoy that. But when you start teaching them and quoting scriptures about if you don't do right, you're going to end up in hell, and if you don't do right, God is not going to bless you and all that, you know, they don't want to hear that. Amen. They think because they got baptized into Christ Jesus, you know, everything going to be all right for them. Amen. I preach that churches of Christ. And amen. They didn't want to hear nothing about hell no more. One sister walked up there and told me, she don't hear nothing else about you. Preach about no hell. Don't get back up there with that no more. Hooray! I just got up and preached it 5 times greater. Amen. We've got to understand that this only a limited time, planet Earth. Only a limited time. Because Christ is going to come back. And he's going to destroy all this. Amen. Take those that lived right and did right and died right to heaven with him and burn up everything else that lived wicked and evil and did not obey the gospel to burn everlastingly in hell. Amen. You know, that's what the word of God is about. Our warnings and everything else. Amen. You know, people that drive cars, you know, you've got to go and pass the driving test, and you've got to go and know how to drive and what to do and take a test for it and everything else before you can get on the highway. Amen? Well, heaven is the same thing. You've got to get the book studied and obey the gospel, the one true church in the Bible, and live right until the day you die if you want to go to heaven. Amen. You learn how to drive to heaven by living right. Amen. Doing right. Living right. Amen. Amen. And you know, so if you don't have a license and get on the highway and get to driving, carrying on, speeding and carrying on, maybe have a wreck or something like that, you're going to be put in jail. And if you are not a member of the one true church, you're going to be put in hell. Amen. That's the deal you're going to. Everlasting burning in hell eternally. Amen. One church in one Bible. Jesus came here, set the example for what we must do in order to be saved eternally. You know, people live on planet Earth like they're just going to have the best time they can in their life. They don't even think about a heaven or a hell. They think that this is just as gloriously, wonderfully, do what you want to do here and everything else. You got the young people out there smoking and dope and drinking alcohol and going crazy and committing fornication, adultery, and everything every day of their life. And they think that they're going to go to heaven, go sit up in some of these worldly churches and everything and sit there and go to the Sunday morning nightclub, all that music and everything going on up in there like that. That's crazy. And we need to know that the word of God, Jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You know, it's a possibility. The word shall means it's a possibility you won't be. Even in the church, we got people don't want to do right. But they'll be up in there every Sunday, many of them. Many of them. They just come in there. Amen. And then in the churches, wow, we've got to be careful, even as ministers now. We got to be careful to continue to preach the word of God. Because churches now will hire you to do what they want you to do. They got men, leaders in there, elders in there, that'll tell you what not to say this, not to say that. And I understand. I understand it because I have been done like that. Amen? And ministers need to know. He said, preach the word. 2 Timothy chapter 4, whether they like it or whether they don't like it. He said, just keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine, because the time it has come that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
And even the elders in many of our churches of Christ, they don't want to hire no man going to preach the sound doctrine. Amen.
That's
I was
right.
fired from a church with elders in there because I was preaching hell and all the sins and wickedness, and they didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to because the people told them not to. And we made y'all elders and all this kind of foolishness. You know, it is crazy. On planet Earth, God told us, Jesus told us, and Paul told us, 2 Timothy chapter 4, preach the word. Be ready to preach it in season, out of season, reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come, and it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. And they're going to fly in and get somebody going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen. Even in the one true church in the Bible,
that's
they're hiring men, amen, that tell us what they want to hear. And you notice that we got these Christian colleges now, Church of Christ colleges. These young men come out of there, and they feel this way. I got my degree in Bible, amen. So I'm educated, amen. And you got to pay me. Like you pay people coming out of universities and everything with degrees. And I have a degree to preach. You can't take a degree to preach. The word is already here. Amen. Second of the book, preach the word. It's already here. And he said, be instant, be ready to preach it when people like it, when they don't like it. Just keep reproving, rebuking, exhorting with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? Because we're in an age like that now. Men do not want to hear sound doctrine, and they'll fire you and find somebody that's going to tell them what they want to hear. Amen? All they want you to do is put in their HBR TV. And if there's anybody in here that needs to repent, you can repent after during the closure of our Bible, of our worship service. You can repent then. But don't get in there and preach about what is going on. Amen? Don't teach too much of that. They just want to feel good. Amen. If you start preaching on fornication, start preaching on adultery, start preaching on lying, and drinking and smoking dope and all, they don't want to hear that. Amen. Many of them have children smoking dope, and many of them sitting up there grown folks smoking dope and carrying on, committing fornication, committing adultery, and everything else in the church. You've got to keep that out. That's why Paul said, 2 Timothy 4, preach the word. Be instant in season, when it's seasonable, out of season, when it's not seasonable. Just reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine, because the time will come. And we have it in many churches right now that men will not endure sound doctrine. Even churches with elders in there don't want to hear no sound doctrine. What in the ham sandwich is going on? Satan.
All right.
Amen. He's in even the church, the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. If there's anyone listening now, call in. We'll prove to you that there's only one church in the Bible, and we got to follow the basic instructions of that church, amen, what God has commanded us to do, amen. We need to wake up. We think we've become so smart and so wise in America now, you can do almost anything you want to do because we are so wise and so smart. by Paul said, thinking themselves become wise, they became fools. And that's what we're doing now, becoming fools. Amen. And let you know we're becoming fools. People are saying, okay, our Supreme Court said a man can marry a man and a woman. And if that's what they want to do, let them do it. Shut your rump down if you're a member of the Church of Christ. Shut your mouth up if you're a member of the Church of Christ and you think it's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Amen. You need to sit down somewhere. Amen. Because in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He created the man, and there was nothing on planet earth that could be compatible with the man. So he took a rib from man, and he created a woman. Amen. For the man.
Amen.
And now we say, all right, we can't say one thing. We have lost our minds. We've grown crazy. Amen.
And now,
well, that's all right. If that's what they want to do, God didn't put us down here to do what we want to do. Amen. He created man and commanded him what to do. He created a woman for the man. He created Adam, not Adam and Steve, but Adam and who? Eve. Amen.
Eve.
He brought the woman. Took a rib from the man, Adam, and created the woman, Eve, and told them to be fruitful, multiply the earth, replenish it, and subdue it. Amen. But now we know God, he's a lie. Our supreme authority says, you're a lie, God. It's all right for a man to marry a man and a woman to marry a woman. Well, what two men are going to bring into creation? Nothing but some manure. Amen. They can't create no human being. God created the man and the woman to procreate on planet Earth. Now, I've said this about 1,000 times on our program, but we've got to let it be known very provocatively, because people could care less right now in America about the Word of God. Paul said, thinking themselves to become wise, they became fools. And if you look around now in America, fools everywhere. Amen? All the knife that they want, all the alcohol that they want, and everything else that they want that is not setting them free for God. Amen? Satan got them wrapped up and on the way to hell. Amen? That's why the gospel, he said, he told us, second and before, preach the word. Preaching when they like it, preaching when they don't like it, in season, out of season. Just keep reproving them, rebuking them, exhorting them with all long suffering and doctrine. The time it is now. That's why the word of God needs to be preached more provocatively than almost ever on planet Earth. Amen. We're headed for destruction in our nation. Amen. And we need to know that the word of God needs to be out there. Just look at what's going on, what's happening. Amen. The authorities said that a man can marry a man and a woman can marry a woman. Lord have mercy. Amen. And people could care less now. No, you don't hear much said about it or nothing else. Amen. They got their rights. They can send you to jail if you begin to talk about them in the public place, in the grocery stores and on the streets and stuff, get to talking about them and everything. They can have you put in jail. Amen? Because man gave them the right to do whatever in the ham sandwich they want to do. You know, the gospel is most important. Amen? Preach the word. Be instant in season. Preach it powerfully in season and out of season. When people don't like it, keep preaching the word of God. And we're at that time now. The time will come, and it's here now, that men do not want to embrace the word of God. They have men sit in there and make them feel good on Sunday morning. They walk through the door. You can still smell the dope, the marijuana and stuff on them and everything, and the alcohol on them. You can smell them. And they come in there for you to just make them feel good. And the world of churches are doing it. Amen.
Yeah.
They can leave the the Saturday nightclub and come to the Sunday morning nightclub and feel good. And they know they got to bring them some dollars with them, though, so they can drop it in the plate, and they're heaven bound. That's not the way to go to heaven. You've got to obey the word of God and live it daily until you die. Amen. And you will understand if you are a member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ, you will understand how God is blessing you because you're following the instructions of those that are member of the only church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. That's what Christ came here and shed his blood for. That's why you've got to hear the word, Acts 15 and verse 7. Believe the word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be buried in the water grave of baptism, born afresh in Christ Jesus. And you will in the footsteps of Jesus, as the Bible has commanded you to do in the New Testament scriptures. You walk there and you live like that and you live the most wonderful life you could ever live on planet Earth. And then when death comes, you'll be going towards heaven. Amen. On the day of judgment, you won't be going down there waiting to go to hell. You'll die and you'll be in a resting place waiting to go to heaven. Amen. But see, people don't want to hear that. They want to get everything they can get here now. Let Satan do anything he want to do for them. As long as they can get some money, amen, get as high as they want to get, taking all that dope and cocaine and everything else, and staying high and get a good job and make that money and party every night up in the club, drinking and everything else up in there. And woo-wee! And happy about it. Be able to buy them a nice house and everything, nice cars and everything, got some money in the bank and on the way to hell. It could kill less. You can see it so much out here. It is totally pathetic when you're looking out here in our country nowadays, how people are just so messed up and everything else out here. Amen. Just messed totally up. On the way to hell. Amen. And they don't want to hear that we're hell no more. I was saying hell from the first bit a couple of weeks ago. I was at a visiting the church and preaching, and they didn't really care about that. Just like a woman told me once before, you just use that word hell too many times. You better look, you're in the one true church and you don't want to hear the word hell. You've got to always be told. That's where you don't go if you don't live right. Amen?
That's where you're going if you don't live right.
You know, a lot of us know friends and relatives and people that never were members of the Church of Christ, and they die, and then you hear them preachers say, worldly preachers are telling them that they go in heaven, they were just there, so on. And we know better. Amen? Everybody wants everybody to go to heaven. That's good. That's good if you're in the doctrine of Christ and if you're teaching them the gospel of Christ as well. Amen? You don't invite them to come to church with you. Amen? So that they can hear the word of God. And these newer preachers, these younger guys out here, Lord have mercy, in the Church of Christ, they're not provocatively preach the word. What did Paul say in 2 Timothy chapter 4? Preach the word. Preach it in season and out of season. Reprove them, rebuke them, exhort them with all long suffering and doctrine. For we in this age right now, the time will come, and it's here now, that men will not endure sound doctrine. Amen. I've visited a lot of churches in my life. I started preaching at 8 years old and visiting a lot of churches. And some churches I went to, some of the churches told me I could not even preach that no more at their church. Couldn't preach it. And then they didn't tell you something. There's a whole lot of hell going on up in that church. They got the name Church of Christ on the building. But they're not following the scriptures of Christ. And we've got to know that this is already told us in the Bible. Amen. That's why Paul said it before. Preach the word. Be ready to preach it, what, in season, when people like it, out of season, when they don't like it. A lot of people right now in this age do not like the word of God. Amen. Don't do not lack that word of God. Then tell the people what they want to hear and everything. They can get thousands, if not millions, of people in those so-called churches there. They're in it for the money only, and for the money is many of them. Amen. We've got to know, keep that doctrine coming. Now, if you're listening tonight and you know that you're going to a church that is not doing the right thing, they're not in the Bible to begin with. Only one church is in the Bible. That's the Church of Christ, of coordinated a conjunction, church from Christ. Amen. Christ came here and he walked on planet Earth and set the example for us, shed his blood and died on the cross that we might have a right to the tree of life. Amen. And that established his church. The church of or from, go ahead, a coordinating conjunction, church from Christ, amen. He came him, set it for. Amen. Then I named after other people who's the founder of the Church of Christ. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, amen. And all the other churches on earth were created by some man on planet earth. And that's why if you're in one of those churches that was started by some man, just get ready to go to hell then. If not, you need to hear the gospel, Acts 15 and 7. Believe it. Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. Repent of your sins. Luke chapter 13 verse 3. Hear it. Believe. Hebrews 11 and 6. Repent. Luke 13 and 3. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 32. And then be baptized into Christ Jesus. Acts chapter 2 verses 37 and 38. Those five steps put you into Christ. Hear it. Believe it. Repent it. Repent, confess, and then be baptized and become a member of the one true church in the Bible, the Church of Christ. Amen. And then you got all the instructions of what you got to do to go to heaven in the New Testament Bible of the Church. Amen. And that reflects you. Amen. You go to these churches and get your orders of what to do from the headquarters on planet Earth. You own the way to hell. Amen. That's where you're going. All these churches that were established on planet Earth, they have their headquarters on planet Earth, and they tell you what you must do. Amen. Where you put your headquarters? Where are your headquarters, Brother Parker? I'm talking about the people that takes all the big money. They all send some money to that headquarters. Amen. they be worth millions and millions of dollars. Amen. But the one that is the headquarters for the church that's only in the Bible is the Church of Christ. Where is Christ? Back in heaven. Amen. He came down here and set the example, shed his blood, that all men can go to heaven. You can't go to heaven unless you're in the church that Christ left here for us to go. And that church name is the Church of Christ, coordinating conjunction of Church from Christ. He's the founder of it. Shed his blood for it. And all these wicked demons on planet Earth are telling you, this is our church. This is our church. You don't have no church. Christ came here to build a Church of Christ. We are instructed in his word, in the New Testament scripture, what we must do in order to be saved. Amen. He left the apostles here to write the book, amen, that we can be saved. Yes. And we've got to follow after him. Any church will not do you. Only the church that's in the Bible. And the word says, "Everything shall pass away," Christ said, "but my word shall stand forever. No man can take it away." No man can tell you what you got to do unless you teach the words that God left here, Jesus left here, for us to be able to obey and follow the basic instructions in the Bible for it. Amen? The wisdom of God.
All right.
Amen.
You know, one thing I continuously hear, that men do not want to listen to the word of God.
Amen.
It's so sad in the world. I'm not talking about America. I said in the world. Amen. Men don't want to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
They done got so far from the Bible. but the word of God still will stand.
Amen.
It will hold water, as they say. I want to read from John chapter 10. There's some things we need to know. I see a lot of folks don't know the way to Christ. Billions of people are being deceived from Christ. I want you to open your Bibles to John chapter 10,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to see something here that we need to know. I'm going to start at verse 1 all the way down to verse 10, then we're going to exercise on it. It says here, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
he that enters not by the door, enters into the shepherd's fold, but cometh up another way.
Mm-hmm.
The same is a thief and a robber.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said now, I'm going to what Jesus said, but he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Yes.
To him, mm-hmm. the porter open, and the potter open, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name,
uh-huh.
and he leads them out. And when he put all forth his hand, his own sheep, and goeth before them,
yes.
and the sheep follow him. And then he said, and the sheep follows him, and for they know his voice.
Yes.
But verse 5 says, but if and a stranger will they not follow.
That's right.
But will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger.
Yes.
The parables spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what the things that were wanting he spake unto them.
Yes.
Now here goes verse 7. I love this one. He said, then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door. Now, brethren, we can't miss that. He said, I am the door of the sheep.
Yeah.
All that ever came before me is thieves and robbers.
Mm-hmm.
But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, shall he be saved.
Yes.
And shall go in and out and find pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10, he says, the thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the door.
That's it.
Now, I don't know no other door you can go through but the one Jesus said. He was talking about himself towards heaven.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to go through Jesus.
Amen.
You can't go to heaven on your own. We can't do that. Let me show you an example. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he asked Jesus a question. He said, we know that thou art a teacher that comes from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And then verse 4, he said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Jesus said, verily, verily, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot, see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I say ye must be born again.
Again.
Jesus said, a man must be born again. Jesus let us know mankind has to be born again.
Amen.
He didn't say nothing about an animal. He didn't say nothing about dogs and cats and elephants and monkeys. He said a man. A man is generic for a woman as well. Yeah. And they got to be born again. Of what, Lord? The water and spirit. That's talking about you got to be baptized into Christ. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. When Peter preached that not to perform it, he said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin. You notice something about Peter. He never mentioned a Catholic church.
Amen.
He never mentioned a Baptist church.
Amen.
He never mentioned a Methodist church. He never mentioned a Jehovah's Witness church.
Amen.
Or a Seventh-day Adventist church. Huh? Or a Presbyterian church. Or Eddie Baker's church. And all these other churches that men want to go by. He only mentioned Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
So how can I get into Christ without being baptized? That's what I want to know. Yeah, a lot of folks want to come to Christ, but they don't want to do the will of Christ. Huh? They want to do their will, as you want to put it.
Yeah.
They want to follow after some tradition of man instead of the ways of Christ.
Man.
Christ said you got to be born again. That's everybody on planet Earth. That's in every generation. The Bible is still.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Brother Parker.
Yeah, yes, sir. I don't know what's happening.
Our apologies. We got cut off some kind of way, and
yeah,
we've been calling back.
And we're not on?
I don't know. Well, Brother Johnson is ready to continue. Are we all together now?
Yes, sir. On the way. Brother Brown,
okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Is ready?
I got it covered.
Brother Brown?
Are we ready?
I was saying men have got away from the Bible. That's one thing I want to bring out again.
Yeah.
But the Bible still says we got to be born again. Jesus said, I am the door. Now, I don't see no other door but Jesus' way.
Amen.
And men still try to find another way.
Yeah.
What is the problem here? Jesus has already made us the way. We got it right here on the pages of inspiration.
Amen.
If we do not obey the gospel, we cannot be saved.
Amen.
The Bible tells us that. Now, God has told us if we don't do what he says, we're going to end up in hell.
Yes.
There's no other way but the way of God. Why do we fight against God and we're going to lose the battle?
Mm.
Men are dying everywhere. Men are leaving this planet Earth and not obeying God. Because. Hello?
Hello?
Your phone. Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
This is Brother Parker. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. That's all I want to know. What I read from John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, but verse 7 was the key word when he said, I am the door.
Amen.
Well, you remember in the Old Testament, when Exodus chapter 4, verse 9 through 12, when he said, I am that I am, he said, I exist.
Amen.
Well, God still exists today.
Amen.
He haven't changed nothing, really.
Still God.
Still God.
Amen.
And God be God. And ain't going to change from that. We might as well wake up and see what God really has to say.
Amen.
I like the way you presented both ways, Brother Parker. You wasn't only talking to people in the world, you were talking to the church as well.
Amen.
The church needs to hear it as well as the world needs to hear it. Because we got a lot of folk that left the Word of God and claiming to be a member of the Church of Christ, and they're not a member of the Church of Christ. Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 through 5, there is no sin in Christ.
Amen.
Now, if there's no sin in Christ and we're playing around, we're going to move out here and lose our soul and go to hell.
Amen.
Yeah.
We got to preach what God said.
Yes.
I like the way you said, I charge you therefore before God, preach the word. We got to preach it like it is. We can't get around it. And 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 20 and 21, the Apostle Paul said again. He said, I charge you therefore, preach the word.
Amen.
And he repeated it in 1 Timothy 5 and verse 20 and 21. And he also preached in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 4. We can't get around the word. The Bible is right.
Amen.
Regardless of how we feel, what we think about it, we may not like what God says, but it's still right.
Amen.
And God is not going to change the book. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, I am the Lord God, I change not.
Yes.
He's not going to change the word.
Yes.
And we might as well just face it like it is. Might as well just walk right, do right, and talk right, sing right, and pray right.
Amen.
And don't just try to outthink God. So what? Men think they can outthink God because they got the computer aid. Let me tell you something. You can have all what you got, but you still got to lay down and die one day.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to leave this planet Earth. You're not going to take none of this stuff with you. I don't care if you got millions in the bank or got a dollar in the bank. You're not taking it with you. You come in the world with nothing, and it is certain you ain't going to take nothing out of the world. I know that sounds tough, but it's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Men need to go back to the Bible and read it and study it and examine it and use it rightfully and follow God's plan. We wouldn't have all of this condemnation and all this foolishness going on if we follow God's way and quit trying to follow everybody else's way.
Yeah.
Man want to build his life on society. Society is not right when it don't follow God's plan.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. The world needs to hear the truth. We're going to have to preach the truth. Just like you said, Brother Parker, we're going to have to preach hell out of the people. Because they got too much of it on them.
Amen.
Men don't want to hear what the Bible say. They get mad, tell you don't come back. We don't want to hear him. They get with the church of elders and deacons. We don't want that brother to come back here. He preaches all the time he ever come back. He preaching hell. He preaching this. Well, let me tell you something. I'd rather put you to preach it to me now than to go to hell.
Yeah.
You see, if you go there, we ain't coming out of there. The Bible is right. We got to hear it. See, you know why they don't want you to preach hell, Brother Parker? Because they living in sin.
Yeah.
And they know they living in it. When they come to our congregation, oh, well, we know Brother Parker. We've been knowing him 50 years. He ain't going to preach too much on hell. That's when you need to preach on it.
Yes.
Amen.
You need to keep preaching on it. Because men and women need to hear it.
Yes.
Got too many folks playing church. Brother William and folks saying, we got folks just playing it. I go to church this Sunday, but I won't go next Sunday.
Yeah.
I go another Sunday, but I won't go that Sunday. God says, be faithful unto death.
Amen.
Revelation 2 and verse 10. If they come, you think you ought to come. We got to be faithful to our God. We got to be true to our God. We got to be honest with our God. And we got to stay prayed up.
Amen.
Because we got to stay with God.
Yes.
We can't walk away from God and think God going to save us. We got to walk with God so we can save us.
Amen.
That's what the Bible's all about. You got the word of God. And it's giving you the instruction every day, and you don't want to follow. But I feel I do what I want. We got a man living here in the building, Brother Wayne. You talk to him all the time.
Yeah.
Your neighbor. Talk about how to do what I want. Well, one day he's going to say that before God, and God's going to knock him down.
Yeah.
You're going to put him on his sick bed. Because you don't tell God, I do what I want. You can't do what you want on this planet Earth. Well, you know what you said, Brother Wayne? I can kill if I want to.
Yeah.
I can drink all the alcohol I want to.
Yeah.
I can smoke all the dope I want to.
Yeah.
Since you said I can do all of this. But guess what? God's going to get tired of it. You can't do what you want with your own body because it belongs to God in the first place.
Yeah.
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. God says, if you destroy that body, I'm going to destroy you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm going to destroy you. You don't want God to destroy you because you're going straight to hell then. After that, if you go to hell, you can't repent. That's it. The book is closed on your life. You got to repent by the blood and running warm in the vein. By God giving you a chance. Got folks talking about they can repent after they get close to death. A death being repentant. There's no scripture in the Bible for it. Even in the folks that when they said they call repent on the death figure, he said repent and be baptized. That's what he told them to do. He didn't say that about repent and on your death figure. You laying on death figure, but now you're going to repent, Brother Wade. Come on, nobody ain't no fool for that joke. That's a joke. You going to tell me that. I'm going to repent now, Brother Johnson. But I hope that I can be baptized. God said be baptized.
Amen.
Don't folk that faith on the day of Pentecost, be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't go to heaven.
Amen.
Because he gave that to you on the end of the left of that. And then he said, I add you to the church. Nobody can join the Church of Christ. Nobody. I don't care who you are. If you're not added to the Church of Christ, you're not going to join it. God don't accept joining the Christ. You can join a club, Brother William.
Yes.
You can join a social club, Brother William. But you can't join the Church of Christ.
Amen.
You got folks teaching all that foolishness. Paul never joined the Church of Christ. Paul was baptized into it.
Amen.
He obeyed God's will. A preacher told him what to do. And it wasn't no woman either. It was an M-A-N. A man went to it. And a man went to him and told him what he had to do to be saved.
But
God's authority. Got too many people, got women preachers up here talking about, God told me to preach, Brother William. I don't read that in God's word. He called a man for the man to preach. And he told Paul what to do to be saved. He said, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord. When was he baptized? After he had heard the gospel and obeyed. Then he called on the name of the Lord. He called on the name of the Lord by being obedient to the gospel.
That's it.
Yeah. A lot of folks talk about, well, you know what? I was called to be a preacher. I ain't never read in this Bible since I've been a member of the Church of Christ why he called sinners to preach the word.
Amen.
But if he called sinners to preach the word, then what are we doing with it? Is it possible?
That's right.
Is it possible?
Amen.
You're a sinner. I'm a Christian, Brother William, but you preaching the word, not preaching the word, but you haven't obeyed the gospel yet. It ain't going to work because you ain't going to go along with that. You're going to preach what I'm going to preach to. The truth, you're going to preach error. Something is wrong with that. And we got a lot of brothers out there in the world that got away from the Bible, and now they're starting to preach error so they can draw a crowd, and we already got enough denominational churches all over the land and country.
Man.
They ain't telling the truth. They're not telling the truth. They're lying. And they're still lying today. And they're going to keep on lying until we keep on knocking them down. We got to tell them like it is. Get up and tell them like it is. I don't give a kid. They don't want to hear about hell. They want to hear about it all the time. Got too many. Well, we got too many people. Well, you know, I wouldn't preach that, Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, Brother Williams. Don't preach on hell so much. Well, you better preach it. Because these folks are going that way.
Amen.
Oh, you go to the cemetery, you go to the funeral home, or when you go up there, they got Methodists and Baptists and Catholics. You hardly ever see a Church of Christ name on the roster there.
Yeah.
You don't see Baptists, Methodists, Catholics, Jehovah's Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Presbyterians, but you hardly ever see the Church of Christ there. And then you wonder if that man, was he faithful to God even in the church?
Yeah.
Got a whole lot of folks don't know what to do. It's so sad, Brother Will, that people won't obey God. God says something, we get mad with. You know, I know something about us. We get mad with God. How is that, Brother Will?
Mm.
We get mad with God because he's telling us the truth. God trying to save us. And we say, oh, God, look here now. I think it ought to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to be able to go out and build our own church and fill it up. That's what man's telling God.
Yes.
And God is telling him to go and build nothing. He said, go preach the gospel.
Preach the word.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you not, you can't have a nice facility. That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, he said, go preach the word. If you got a nice facility and ain't got nobody in there, you're still in trouble.
Amen.
You got to first get somebody in there. So the facility can grow with the people. But the people go out all over the world to get what they want. See, people want this, and people want that. Well, preacher, I think we ought to get it this way. Preacher, I think we ought to do it that way. But what did God say? He said, preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believe it and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
He said they're going to be saved. God's talking about their soul going to be saved, not their flesh and blood. Flesh and blood shall not enter the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now, the Bible is just telling us facts straight up, and we don't want to hear that. We want to get mad with God all the time.
Yeah.
I noticed that about us in the church. Well, see, Brother Parker, when you said all these people were telling you, well, we don't want Brother Parker to come back, they was already in sin before you got there. You can't rebuke what God told you to tell them. And they didn't want to hear that. They want to hear what some lying preachers were saying. Well, they preaching a good thing, so I'll stay here. But when they asked you to come, they didn't know what you were going to preach. And when you preach Christ, oh, they was mad. Oh, don't invite him to come back. We don't need him to come back here. They was already in sin. Sometimes the whole church be in sin.
That's
I remember one time, Brother Will, I was in Fayetteville, Texas. I preached to a congregation up there. The whole church was in sin. And they tried to hide it. And I came through. Some of them still living in adultery. Well, man, you, after the service, well, you didn't have to say it like this. What other way I go say it? You living in sin, you living in sin.
Amen.
That's all I can say. And what this is, I say, some of you elders ought to get it straight. Y'all ain't teaching nobody. The elders supposed to be able to teach, Brother Will, and they can't even teach the Bible. Acts 28, he just can't teach that for which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer. Feed the church of God. That word feed means to teach the people. And they don't even do that. They go hire a preacher.
Yeah.
The Bible says teach.
Yeah.
But we got a lot of folks won't teach the Bible. Why?
Amen.
But I won't know how. You mean to tell me you an elder in God's kingdom and you don't know how? What's wrong with that picture? Peter was an elder in the church and he knew how to teach.
Amen.
He taught God's word.
That's right. Must be able to teach.
If he ain't able to teach, Brother Will, he ain't able to be no elder in the Lord's church.
Not qualified.
Well, see what I'm saying? A lot of folks better watch this shit. Because our elder's going to give an account for the soul that he done taught.
Amen.
Yes.
If he ain't taught nobody nothing, he ain't got no business up in the pulpit. The Bible nowhere says how I preach you. It don't say that.
Amen.
The preacher can come in and preach, but it don't say how I don't preach you.
Nope.
Amen. The elders and people supposed to help run God's flock, but they don't want to do it. We got elders. Well, you know what? I'm an elder, but I don't know how to teach Brother Will. I don't know how to preach. What are you up there for? Explain that to me. What are you up there for?
All right.
He don't know God's word. He needs to go sit down somewhere and learn.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a lot of folks need to learn the truth, Brother Will.
Amen.
Jesus is
God.
We got to learn it.
So
we got to know it, Brother Will. See, I tell everybody, I'm like the late brother Evan used to say, don't go out here in the denominational world and think you're going to get by, because they coming at you with all kind of scripture, and that is not a lie. I ran into stuff like that.
Amen.
And they will every trick in the book to trap you.
Yes.
Amen.
They know it's wrong, but they still do it. Some of them know wrong, and they'll still go on out there. Well, you know, if the Bible says this, and the Bible says, and how come we ain't doing this, and how come we ain't doing that? It don't make a difference what name you wear and all that stuff. You better have some Bible answers and some Bible questions and some Bible knowledge.
Amen.
If you ain't got that, you're going to mess around and go straight to hell.
Yeah.
Because you follow what that man said. We got a lot of people don't know the Bible. I listen to them. I didn't talk sometimes. I listen to them on the TV. I didn't talk. Those folks are being deceived by millions, Brother Williams.
Yeah.
Look at Joel Osteen. Look at TJJ.
Yeah.
Look at I.D. Hilliard. Millions of people are being deceived. And the Christ going along with it, Brother Williams. Oh, well, ain't nothing wrong with getting all those folks. Yes, it is. They're not teaching them the Word of God.
Amen.
They try to tell them how to be a Christian, but they ain't even teaching them how to get in Christ.
Yeah.
They try to teach them how to follow them instead of follow Christ. The Bible tells, Paul says, follow me and I follow Christ. If Paul quit following Christ, you're supposed to keep on following Christ.
Yes.
That's what the Bible tried to get us to see, and we too blind to see that. Well, if Paul quit, I quit. If Brother William quit, I quit. Well, okay, Brother, we can go to hell. Now, where you going? You going to hell, too.
Amen.
If I quit serving God, Brother, you going to quit serving God?
No.
See what I mean?
Amen.
You got to say. You going to keep on preaching.
Amen.
You going to keep on teaching. Whether I go to hell or go to heaven or not, you still going to do it. That's what's wrong with society today. We all about what society says. I want to know what God says.
Amen.
That's the problem. What did God say? In Jeremiah chapter 22 and verse 29, the Bible says, oh, earth, hear the word of the Lord. It didn't say hear the word of the preacher. Hear the word of the Lord. In Romans 10, verse 17, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
And the Bible says, and Mark chapter 12 and verse 29, he said, O Israel, hear the word of the Lord. That was the problem.
Uh-huh.
See, we don't want to hear the word of the Lord, because God said you got to be baptized into Christ, and we don't want to hear that.
Amen.
We want to get around baptism.
Mm-hmm.
You see, God put enough water down here to baptize everybody on the face of the planet Earth, and we won't get the water. But we'll take a shower, but when it comes down to baptism, no. And Peter said in 1 Peter 3:21, baptism does also now save us, not putting away the ways of flesh, but a good conscience towards God. We know baptism puts us in Christ, but we are arguing that, I don't see nothing in baptism, Brother William. You got to be crazy, man. How are you crazy, Brother? And you read the same Bible that fella read.
Amen.
I don't make no sense. Your Bible says baptism. What does his Bible say?
Baptism.
Okay, then. That's all we got to hear. See, he's not honest. See, when those fellas deny baptism, they're not honest. That's the devil working in their heart. He's working in their spirit. And he tells them, now you didn't heard enough. Don't listen to that baptism. Why does Satan know once you get baptized? Because you can burn easy. You can go to hell easy. You can go down there and burn.
Amen.
I got a little water putting you out. That's why you can't get no water in hell.
No water.
Amen.
Because the water put fire out. You can't fight fire with fire, Brother William. You only can fight fire with water.
Amen.
And water puts it out.
Amen.
That's what we're talking about. See, Jesus wants you to come clean. You know, when you go to court, the lawyer said, come clean. Well, Jesus said, clean up your soul. How do you clean it up? Go into the watery grave of baptism. Romans 6, 3 and 4, huh?
Amen.
You got to be
filled
in Christ,
yes,
huh? And raised with Christ and walk as a new creature in Christ, huh?
Amen.
You got too many people messed all up when it comes to serving God and being born again. But when Jesus made this statement, I am the door, he was simply saying, I am the only way.
Only way in.
Amen.
And if you don't come through me, you're not going to get in.
Can't. Amen.
Amen.
Baptism brings you in to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It brings you in. It don't bring you out.
No.
It brings you in. And then you stay in and you walk with Christ daily. What walk with Christ? Your heart, your soul, your spirit, your mind walk with Christ daily. Not
Amen.
Your flesh and blood, because it's going to dissolve one day. It's going to die.
Amen.
It's going to go back to the mother earth. But your soul goes beyond the grave. Huh?
Amen.
There it is. That's what we're talking about. And we got folks don't study the Bible. They don't read it, Brother Will. They sit at home, got the Bible in their house and won't even read it. I know a lot of them like that.
Yeah.
Just right here.
Amen.
Right here in this building with me. And they'll say, well, I believe in God, Brother William. I believe in God, Brother Johnson. That's all they can ever say. But they never said, Brother Johnson, Brother William, let's have a Bible study.
No.
They don't say that.
Amen.
You know why? Because they don't believe in God.
Don't
they believe of God and not in God.
Don't want the truth.
They don't want no truth. They want error.
Yeah,
if I come up and say, oh, you say, Brother Man, you all right with God? Oh, they'll just jump around and get all excited. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost making me jump around. Ain't no Holy Ghost making you jump around.
No.
The Holy Ghost is intelligent.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a peaceful thing. When God gives that to you, you're supposed to be intelligent and at peace with God. That's
Amen.
What God was talking about. I'll give you my peace.
Yes.
When he gave you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost was a guarantee. How you know, Brother Johnson? Just read Ephesians chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. It's a guarantee. It's a bond seal. If you break it, you're in trouble with God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's trouble with me. God gave that to you freely.
Yeah.
He didn't charge you for it. He gave it to you free, and you don't even want that. Huh? What do you want from God? As Brother Parker said, what in the hell you want?
All right.
Amen.
Well, what else you want? God gave you the Holy Spirit, Brother Wayne. You can't ask for nothing better than that.
He gives eternal life.
Amen.
He gave it to you.
Amen.
He tells you in John chapter 10, that verse 13. He gave you eternal life right there. He gave it to you abundantly. You don't want that.
Amen.
You start crying about that. What's your problem? What's our problem?
Yeah.
God gave it to you.
Amen.
He said, now this is a seal. This is to prove that you are my child. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm married to you, brother.
Yeah.
That's what God kept you. I'm married to you. How you know, Brother Johnson? In Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23, he said, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Huh? He said, Christ is the head of the church and the Savior of the body.
Yes.
So we ain't got no excuse for this. People don't want to obey God. That's why they're going to hell.
Amen.
That's the reason why. God didn't say you had to go to hell. You're going because you want to go.
Choose.
You choose to go, God's going to let you go.
Amen.
Now, you can play around, fool around, act silly, act crazy with God. It's still God's way. The devil is a liar. He's a thief. He's a murderer. You know what? That's awful bad, Brother William, Brother Parker. We fight on a murderer. We fight on a thief, a robber, and we all go along with that.
Something
but when it comes to life and godliness, we say, oh, I don't want that.
All right.
Well, then what you want?
It's too hard.
It's too hard, Brother Johnson. It just, no, it's not. You just don't want to surrender.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. You don't want to surrender. I want to still have a good time. I still want to party. I still want to drink. I still want to smoke dope. I want to pop all the pills. I want to run the streets with the women. I'm a whore chaser. I'm committing adultery. I'm doing all kind of sin. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 9 through 11, says you once was all of this, but you've been washed. Word washed means you've been baptized. You got rid of it. But then you go back and wallow in the mirror. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 20. You went back to it, Brother William.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the folk. They went back to it.
Yes.
They didn't stay with it. They went back to it.
True today.
Huh? It's just as true as a clock. So I ain't going to do what God say. You ain't going to make me do it. Well, we ain't trying to make you do it. We're trying to help you get to heaven if you want to go.
Amen.
You want to go to heaven? You're going to have to obey God.
Have to.
You got to. That's a command from God. It's not a command from me. I've got no heaven to put you in. I've got no hell to put you in. If you go there, you're born on your own.
Yes.
Can't say, well, I never heard God's word. There's somebody listening on the radio now. All they got to do is punch that number one and dial a telephone number and ask their Bible question. And we will give them a Bible answer from the church of Christ, the doctor of Christ.
Amen.
That's what we'll do. We won't argue with them. We will tell them, and if they don't want it, then they're going to hell.
Amen.
That's all there is to it. And we can't get around hell and say, well, I ain't going to preach hell because they won't listen. They won't call in. They don't have to call in. Guess what? Still going to hell. They ain't in the church of Christ.
Amen.
Still going there. God's not going to change that. He's not going to, let me tell you something. God's not going to change his policy.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a policy,
Amen.
Brother Will.
Yep.
It's just like money in the bank.
That's right.
God has already said what he's going to do. Many folks are going to hell. Matthew chapter 7, beginning verse 13 through 14. Broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Yeah.
Many are finding, Brother Will.
Many.
But the narrow is the way that leads to destruction. Only a few going to find it.
Only a few.
Huh? Only a few going that way. Why, Brother Will? Because they won't listen to God. They'd rather listen to a man that walk around here claiming to be a reverend and a pastor and a bishop and all of that and still going to hell.
Amen.
That's the problem. We tell them the truth. Oh, Brother Johnson just think they know everything. Brother Johnson, Brother Parker, Brother Weir, think they know everything.
And
that's what we know the truth.
Amen.
We know the truth. God expects us to tell you the truth. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said unto the Jews, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
Jesus said that.
No,
he made it clear. Now, I thought we got to go with that, Brother Parker, Brother Will, Brother Parker the Port, Brother Brown. I thought we got to go with that. Jesus already made it clear.
Amen.
And we get mad with Jesus.
Yeah.
Because Jesus said what he said. I don't believe that. So you want to call God a lie? That's what you're doing. When you say, I don't believe it, you call it God a lie.
Rejecting God.
Huh?
None.
You don't have to say the word. We already know.
Yeah.
You have heard the word tonight.
Amen.
Acts 15, verse 7. Do you believe what you hear? Are you ready to repent? Are you ready to confess? Huh? Are you ready to be baptized into Jesus Christ tonight? Are you ready to be added to the church that Jesus built? See, we don't have to go out and wonder why the church acts. The church is in the book.
Amen.
Huh? Romans 16, verse 16. Salute one another with a holy kiss. As the churches of Christ salute you. The church of Christ is universal. It's all over the world. Where is your citizenship at? Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20 and 21. My citizenship is in heaven while yours at.
All right.
My record is on fire while your record is at. Job 16 and verse 19.
All right.
Where your record at? If your record ain't on high or in heaven, you're not going there. So your record is in hell, and that's why you're headed. That's simple and plain, ain't it?
Amen.
I can't make it no plan. I told you what God said.
Yeah.
I'll give you a chance now, Brother William, to close us out.
Praise the Lord, Brother Parker, Brother Johnson. You got an excellent job of exposing error and showing for the truth.
Amen.
That's what we're about. It's about the truth. Jesus says in John 14 and 6, I am the way.
Amen.
I am the truth. I am the eternal life. Jesus is everything to me.
Amen.
He is Lord,
mm-hmm.
God, and Savior.
Amen.
He
Amen.
Is ruler. He is husband. He is spiritual brother.
Amen.
He's our spiritual
yeah.
father. He begat us by this word of power. We have the power to become sons of God by the word of grace.
Amen.
Many people believe that they are children of God, but they have believed a lie. They are
yeah.
not, in fact, children of God because they have not obeyed the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
They do not have the spirit of Christ. 2 Timothy 2, verse 9, verse 19, the Lord knoweth those that are here.
Amen.
Let everyone that names, that wears the name of Christ depart from sin.
Amen.
Christ is children on his name. Christ's wife wears his name. She is the church of Christ because she is the church belonging to Christ.
Amen.
Her proper
Amen.
Name is Church of Christ.
Amen.
We are the children of Christ, the children of God, because he is our Father who begat us.
Mm-hmm.
James chapter
Amen.
1, verse 18. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So when we deny the truth, we deny the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These three are one God.
Amen.
You can't disobey the Holy Spirit and disobey the Father and turn around and obey Christ. It don't work like that.
Amen.
They
Amen.
Are not three gods. They
yes.
are one God.
Amen.
You have to obey the truth. The truth is one. There's no two truths. There's only one truth.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the truth. What is truth? John 17 and 17, Jesus prayed, and he said in his prayer, sanctify them by thy truth.
Mm-hmm.
Thy word is truth.
Amen.
The man,
Amen.
Jesus Christ, was praying to the deity who is God.
Amen.
And he declared God's word to be the truth.
Amen.
But Jesus in the spirit is God.
Amen.
In the beginning
yeah.
was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's when God began his creation. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God.
That's it.
And the Word was God.
Mm-hmm.
And
Amen.
The Word became flesh. John right. chapter 1, verse 1, and down to verse 14. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is not a man. He is a God. He is the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
He is one God. He is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost as one God.
Amen.
We worship God, we worship
Amen.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We worship the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. In 1 John 5, and verse number 7, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
And these three are one. One what? One spirit. One God.
Amen.
God is spirit. John chapter 4, verse 24. And they that worship him must worship him in the spirit uh-huh. and according to the truth.
That's it.
We worship God according to written word, the Bible, the book of the Lord, the truth. We worship him in our spirit.
That's
our soul
worships
God. God is not a man.
Amen.
Nor is God worshiped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing that he gives life and breath and all things to each man.
Amen.
God must be worshiped in spirit. Many folks today are worshiping God in their flesh.
Yeah.
They go to church. We don't go to church in the Lord. We are the spiritual church of God.
Amen.
We go to a worship assembly. We are our souls coming to worship assembly before God in the spirit.
Amen.
But we do not go to church.
That's
the
it.
Church goes to God in worship.
That's it. Amen.
Amen.
We got people that join their church. You can't join God's church.
Amen.
We have to be born again.
Amen.
We must
Amen.
Be born again.
That's it.
Jesus said it three times. You must be born again. Truly, I say unto you, unless you are born of the water and spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven. Marvel not
Amen.
That I say you must be born again.
Amen.
Not talking about being born from our mother to our father. He's not talking about being born according to the flesh. We have to be born according to the spirit.
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
Because our soul, our spirit man, is dead in trespasses and sins, and we need a revival. We have to be raised from the spiritual dead.
According
to Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4, for as many of you have been baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death.
That's it.
Therefore, we are buried with Christ by baptism into death.
Amen.
That just like
Amen.
Christ was raised from the dead, even so we also are raised to walk in a new life,
Amen.
In a new and living
Amen.
Way, in Amen. Eternal life. Who is we? Not our flesh, our spirit.
That's it.
The flesh gets wet. The spirit gets revived. The spirit comes alive through obedience to the gospel of Christ and baptism
Amen.
For the remission of sin.
Amen, amen, amen.
A lot of folks claim they've been baptized and they saved, but they have been fooled. They have been tricked. They have been duped. They have been bamboozled. They have not obeyed the truth. They say, when I obeyed the gospel, I became a Baptist. There is no such thing in the New Testament Bible.
Amen.
There are no
Amen.
Baptists in religion in the Bible. Some say, I became a Catholic when I was baptized as a baby. Babies are not candidates for baptism.
Amen.
Jesus says, whosoever believeth, that is, believes and continues in faith of the word of truth and the gospel. He for whosoever believeth and is baptized shall be saved. A baby has no ability to believe and be baptized because belief requires understanding.
Amen.
It requires
Amen.
Knowledge. It requires a confession. We must confess Christ. Matthew 10:32. Jesus says, whosoever shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father, which is in heaven. Romans chapter
Amen.
10, verse 10. For with the heart of the mind,
mm-hmm.
man believeth unto righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to confess with your mouth. A baby can't do it. A baby does not require baptism for salvation.
Amen.
Only sinners, those who are of age to know and understand the gospel and what sin is, those are the candidates for baptism because they have to believe the gospel.
Amen.
A baby can't believe the gospel.
That's right.
That is not the baptism of Christ. The soul is not being converted because the soul does not need conversion. A baby has no sin.
Amen. Amen.
Only those of us who have become a full age and have sinned need repent.
Amen.
And be baptized, as Peter instructed in Acts 2:38. Repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or removal of your sin.
That's it.
And
Amen.
You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're going to receive the acknowledgement of God. You're going to receive the seal of your redemption and your salvation in Christ.
That's it.
That's the Holy Ghost. You get that when you obey the commandment of the gospel and are baptized into Christ for all the remission of your sin.
Amen.
I know somebody listening tonight wants to obey the truth.
Amen.
Somebody understands that I haven't obeyed the truth yet. I hadn't gotten it right. I've been listening to the wrong preacher. I've been listening to the wrong gospel. I've been listening to the wrong philosophy. I've been believing things that are not in the Bible.
Amen.
There is no Bible to support pointing the church of your choice.
Amen.
There is no Bible that supports that all of these different various denominational churches belong to Christ.
Amen.
That's not in the Bible in the Old or the New Testament.
Amen. Amen.
There is no Bible that says that one can be saved without baptism.
Amen.
You are saved by faith only. The Bible says that baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. The Bible says that except you be born again, you cannot enter, nor can you even see the spiritual kingdom of God,
Amen.
Which is the church.
Amen.
John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. The Bible says that the church of Christ is married to Christ.
Amen.
Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25. The Bible says that Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 20. Colossians chapter 1, verse 24. Christ is the owner, builder, and purchaser of the church.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20, verse number 28. He is the God who purchases with his own blood.
Amen.
When did Christ purchase the church? When he was dying on the cross, and after he had died, his blood was shed.
That's it.
He used his blood to purchase the church.
Amen.
Jesus saves, not man, but Jesus saves.
Amen.
False teachers are always in the world, and some even in the Lord's church, or trying to be in the Lord's church. What they're doing is they're living in sin, they're teaching sin, and therefore they are spiritually out of Christ.
That's it.
Yet they go around the people of God and teach lies to deceive and to pervert or change the gospel truth.
They laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, only the truth can set you free from your sin. John 8, only the truth can set us free from sin.
Right now.
We must obey the truth.
Amen.
Tonight, we share with you the truth. We share with you the word of faith, who shared with you the word of salvation from the Lord. If you will obey the truth, you can be saved.
All right.
We recommend
Amen.
That you find an assembly where the Church of Christ meets. Go to that assembly, and when the invitation is extended, step forward in faith. Give the preacher your hand, and God your heart and be baptized into Christ for eternal life and for the removal of your sins.
That's it.
Become a new creature in Christ.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:17. For all things have passed away, and now our life has become brand new. Because we are new creatures in Christ.
That's it.
Live faithful to God and die in the Lord.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13. Yea, blessed are the dead that die in the Lord.
Amen.
From henceforth, they rest from their spiritual labor their works do follow them.
All right.
Leave a spiritual legacy of faith for those who are seeking after God. Be a light in your generation, a light of the gospel of truth for Christ's sake.
Amen.
So that you might have influence for others. One obey the truth. This is what we are doing in Christ. We bid you to come, ladies and gentlemen. You heard the word.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sin? Are you willing to repent of your false religion, false teaching, and false faith that you have obeyed? Are you willing to confess the sweetest name of mortal tongue? Acts chapter 8, verse 37. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Amen.
Are you willing to go down into the liquid tomb, the water of baptism, and be buried with your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Amen.
For the removal of your sins, contact his blood. Baptism cleanses us from unrighteousness.
Amen.
Baptism washes away our spiritual sin. Acts chapter 22 and verse 16.
Amen.
Are you willing to do that? If so, the word of God, the Lord himself, is warning you and beckoning you to come forward and obey the truth.
Amen.
Thank you for attentiveness to our broadcast tonight. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer so that we might dismiss this worship.
Amen.
God, our Father, we're thankful to you for this opportunity that we have had to go into the world by means of the radio and the internet to share the gospel of your salvation to men of every nation.
Amen.
In various tongues and languages, dear God.
Yes.
We are praying that somebody of honest heart will respond to the gospel truth and be saved before the everlasting and eternally too late.
Yes.
Continue
yes.
to bless Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Bull, Brother
Amen.
Brown, Brother Johnson,
Amen.
Brother Williams, and all of your faithful ministers of Christ around the world
yes.
as we preach the gospel of salvation to men.
Amen.
Dear God, we pray that you will continue to warn and to punish the evildoer and
yes.
to deny the false teachers. We know,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, that your word is true. May we rightly divide it, teach
Amen.
It properly, so that
Amen.
Men will know the truth.
Amen.
Because the truth will set us free.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, dear God, for the responsibility to stand and to declare your truth.
Amen.
Forgive those of us who are our spiritual children of any trespass that we have, and grant it, dear God, that we might be free from those sins, that as we repent, we might shine forth as the glorious light of Christ
Amen.
That you have called us to be.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, dear God, for making us thy children, thy sons and daughters.
Yes. Amen.
For hearing of a name that is above every name in heaven, in earth, and even under the earth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
That's it. That's it.
That everyone that names the name of Christ depart from sin and iniquity.
Amen. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And
amen.
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 Good night, gentlemen. God bless us all.
Yeah.